Many environmentalists love to hate Walmart. But in recent years, Walmart's been encouraging its suppliers to find ways to reduce environmental impacts. Now, that's important because Walmart is huge. As its suppliers go green, it's having a ripple effect on the suppliers' suppliers and all their competitors. So here's what happens. Companies that come up with ways to reduce environmental impacts are rewarded by Walmart. The retailer gives them more store shelf space and some promotion. Rand Wadups is with Walmart. He says electronics company Hewlett-Packard took the challenge to a whole new level.
They came back with this idea to completely remove the packaging from the laptops that they're selling us and instead have a messenger bag that we give to customers to take home with them. In addition to that, it's Energy Star product. It's ROS compliant, which is reduction of hazardous substances. It just ended up being a really great laptop.
Now, it's not just Walmart and its suppliers that are trying to reduce packaging. Other manufacturers and shippers are finding ways to get rid of all the cardboard and styrofoam and plastic wrapping. The office furniture company Hayworth worked with the shipper Perkins Specialized Transportation. Instead of boxing up chairs and desks with cardboard and styrofoam, the companies decided to test other ways of shipping. Greg Myers is with the shipper Perkins.
About a third of their shipments we converted to a blanket wrapping or using pads to secure the product in decking inside the trailers as opposed to the way they had been doing it with cardboard boxes.
So instead of stacking up bulky boxes, they just put the furniture in. Then they put in a wood deck and they put another layer of furniture on top of that, all cushioned with pads and blankets. The test came up with three results. One, they didn't have to buy cardboard boxing anymore, so that made their retail customers happy because they didn't have to deal with throwing all that stuff away or trying to recycle it. Two, they could actually fit more office furniture into the truck, so they didn't need as many trucks on the road. Three, it does take more labor to pack in the furniture and wrap it in blankets and stack the decks and so on, so that cost a little more. But remember, there were fewer trucks, and that savings more than offset the additional labor costs, so overall, shipping was cheaper. Greg Myers says corporate America is learning and changing.
Many, many industries are clearly getting the indication that there is an environmental impact that's going on. There's a change. And we have to address it, and many, many companies are doing it.
And a lot of those companies are finding it's also good for the bottom line. For the Environment Report, this is Lester Graham.